I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, with Abe Gordon hanging out for Carl today. Carl on vacation. Doesn't tell his partner where he's going. It's very cryptic. He doesn't tell me anything. I mean, what does he think? Like, I'm going to get a bunch of guys, and we'll dress up like the Hamburglar. We'll break into his house like they do with Dodger players when they're on the road. I don't know. I mean, don't have to answer that, Abe. I'm just being silly. But no, Carl's on vacay. Abe's in today. Special show tomorrow. Mike Johnson from the morning shift. Mike's going to be hanging out with us. We're going to be up at the branch because the Falcons have to travel to Tampa. Short turnaround, man. It's Thursday Night Football on Amazon. So we'll have Mike with me tomorrow at the branch. Art will join us. Connor Riley on the Dogs player guest along with Coach. Speaking of the watch party Thursday night, 99 The Game and Bud Light teaming up for a Falcons-Bucks watch party. What a cool spot. Smith's Old Bar Thursday night in Midtown. Watch the Falcons battle the Bucks with Chris Thomas, friend of the Falcon and the cheer team. Turtle will be there. Competing in Bud Light's football toss to win an all-exclusive trip for two to Vegas to compete for Super Bowl tickets. Pretty sweet. Win Falcons Rams tickets or an autographed Falcons item. And, of course, great specials on Bud Light. Got to be 21 and over. Please drink responsibly. Smith's Old Bar, one of my favorite spots here in Metro Atlanta. You know Smith's.
I do, yeah. And sometimes I come up that way, depending on traffic, drive by it. And it's always just hanging out right there on the corner. So
my buddy, the Sundogs, played in there. My buddy, John and Harris and his crew, is always one of my favorite upstairs. Great venue. Hey, man, a lot of guys fired up. A lot of guys hitting us up on the text line saying, basically, as I said, how low can you go when you start, you know, actually challenging the team for effort? And people are talking about it, and it just, you know, it just didn't pass the eye test. To be in a game, 6-6 should have been, you know, 9-6 if you don't have the special teams gaff with the blocked field goal. And then as Abe touched on it, I mean, to see the players just, the whole body language on the sideline, just people just dropping their shoulders when you get that kickoff return, 100 yards. And I saw the whole thing develop because I was in the end zone sitting in our suite. So you get to see the whole thing. You're like, hey, there's the gaps that the Jets special team guys were talking about last week.
I think it may have been the other side of the field, right? One on the right, one on the left. But gaps are there. And it's just one of those things where the frustrating thing is, Mike, is you're a week off of what happened against the Jets, right? And their player publicly stating that he saw weaknesses in this unit and attacked that. Give up a huge return in that game. You come off of that. In theory, a week's worth of coaching and at a pivotal part of the moment, coming off of halftime where everything should be collective and connected and on the same page, and that happens.
No, and it's a close game. It is one of those games because I think Sam Darnold, I was talking earlier about the job McDonald is doing in Seattle. Sam Darnold is a guy, Daniel Jones was the same thing if you watch the Berlin game. He was this close to giving it away to you. You know, he was giving you turnovers. He gets a little shaky. I mean, they got some pressure on. Darnold will do something a little squirrely. And the question now is going to be for Seattle with that high seed, does Darnold do the same thing he did the last 2 weeks last year, the last week of the season, number one seed on the line, and he completely spits the bit for the Vikings, if you remember. And then they go and play the Rams, and he's absolutely terrible. And he just looked like the same Sam Darnold that got, you know, blown out by the Jets. So there's a guy, but you got to apply pressure. And we saw some defense doing some good things. But you're right, the whole tenor for lack of a better word, of the team just goes right out the window with the special teams gaffe. Raheem Morris in front of the media today, he says staff changes will be irrelevant right now when asked specifically about that with special teams.
I understand.
So what does that mean? Like, you know, the horse is already out of the barn, I can't fix it?
I feel like I want to try and defend this statement. I don't know what specifically he means, but I'm guessing that without saying it directly and spelling it out for you, it's too late. You're out of the playoffs at this point. And so making a change is now not saving the season. And this has been my theory for a couple of weeks. I know some people may disagree. They may feel that somehow Raheem finds a way to keep his job. It's my theory that Raheem already knows that he's going to be fired at the end of the year. And so why ruin Marquise Williams over the holidays for an extra 6 weeks of change?
All right, I mean, again, I get that. And Marquise, like, they're all
doesn't help the fans.
Look, they're all good guys. As we said, I had a chance to talk to Zach the other day. They're all good dudes. You just wonder what the hell's going on. You know, how is this team not following the lead of the coaching staff? Because whether the guys, and then we had this argument with Dave with Archer last week or 2 weeks ago, it's always the buck stops with the coaching staff. The buck stops with the guy. That's your unit, special teams. You're not working for free. You got a job to do. These guys that are putting bad tape out there, you know, they're hanging on. You are part of that other guys. You're not one of the 22 starters, but special teams, that's your niche. That's how you become a starter. That's how you hang on to your pension in the NFL. You get those 3 or 4 years banked. Not doing that. Because guys see this tape. So, I mean, everybody's you're putting your job at stake. You're putting your coach's job at stake. That's why it's not wrong to say what the heck's going on there. Just real quick to answer your question about Arthur and Raheem. Raheem asked about it. He says he is 100% in support of me. Support isn't an issue. Raheem today, when asked about Arthur Blank's support of him.
All right, and fine. Like, people have been blindsided, fired before. Like maybe he feels that way. Maybe that's just something he's saying. I this goes back to the very beginning of the show, Mike. If you keep Raheem Morris, it's going to give fans a reason to not show up at the start of the year because you don't know what you got going on at quarterback. Whether Penix is healthy or not, even if he's playing, we don't know what he is still. And the only reason, I said this to you off air. I may as well say it on air, right?
Okay. Well, be careful. We're on double secret probation right now.
I think that was you, not me. It's okay for fans to reach the point where they don't want to go to games right now. I think when you're in a 4-win season, that naturally is going to happen. What's not okay is for fans to enter the season with apathy. I think a lot of this fan base, Mike, was amped up coming into the year. We had our quarterback. We got all these picks. We're doing this. We're doing that. I think fans were pumped. It's my opinion and mine alone. Maybe others share it. That if you come into the year next year with Raheem Morris, not knowing what the situation is at quarterback, without a first-round pick to juice things up, I just don't know why fans would be excited to start the year next year.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we talked about, you know, there's a line where you go from angry, and I'm angry today, I'm still angry, even though you could argue with the 5-game losing streak, it was kind of a done deal. You knew where this was going. As we said, there's varying ranges of fan excitement and interest. Some guys believe, you know, literally until we got to 0%, as we just got to this week, we are now officially eliminated from the playoffs. Some fans go, okay, I guess you're right. Because there are those folks that do, they have hope, and they do, as silly and trite as it may seem, but they do hang on, and they believe in this team despite all the things that have gone south. So we have to cover all the bases when we talk about this team. I personally felt in the middle of the, once you lost some of these games, while you had a chance, the Bucs were leaking. The Bucs are still leaking. That's the ultimate upset for many fans and why I'm so angry. You just get to 9-8, you could probably win this division. I mean,
the Panthers might win this division.
10-7, the Panthers, and we joked around about it, the Panthers, they'll be lucky to get 5 wins. Well, we may not get to 5 wins. So that just makes it more aggravated. 4th-and-1, talking about the Falcons with the rest of the NFL coming up in just a sec. Brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Just real quick, bounce around the league. Last night, it's almost like the NFL, if you didn't watch in the afternoon, the Chiefs and the Texans. It's like the Chiefs, all the calls that everybody felt the Chiefs have gotten away with, Day-Day, I don't know where you draw the line, 3 years, 4 years, just seems like the Chiefs have gotten every single call the last 3 or 4. It's almost like the NFL, Abe, has made up for it in one season. Because now they don't get anything, and everything is literally going the opposite way in prime time.
And I know this one wasn't one possession, but all those one possession games they won last year are flipping around this year.
No, and they just look like a team that is completely defeated. Like they just cannot figure out how to turn things around for themselves.
And it's interesting because did they age out? They got injuries. Remember, was it Simmons was out? They had some defense. They got some guys that are showing some age. They also haven't been as – look, they've always kind of done it. It felt like smoke and mirrors last year because of Patrick Mahomes. Do some magical Patrick Mahomes stuff. And now even that's not working.
Yeah.
To the Chiefs.
I feel like because of Patrick Mahomes, they've taken a look at certain aspects, specifically on offense. It just kind of pushed them aside because they felt Mahomes would cover up some of the problems. And Kelce was part of that. As Kelce's gotten a little bit older, a little bit slower – they just haven't replaced his production. The offensive line isn't quite what it needs to be. The run game has never really gotten going for that team. And they have gotten older and too much money spent on players that aren't making enough plays.
Saints get the win last night. We mentioned the Bucs 24-20. It was a throw to Egbuka that he dropped.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a little high, but it was a good throw from Baker. And Baker was, you know, not frustrated, but he was frustrated, period. Wasn't calling him out or anything. But that's what Aaron Rodgers does. But Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, they get the win over the Ravens. And just when you think the Ravens are going to get on this run and they'll find a way, man, the Ravens have been just hard and inexplicable to watch the way that Todd Monken's offense just doesn't function like it used to.
Yeah, and this is more about the Ravens and Lamar than it is the Steelers. Like, I don't think anyone's really looking at the Steelers as a contender in the AFC. You know, you look through some
squads. The Steelers don't pass the eye test.
No.
But Lamar, if you watch the Thanksgiving game, he was just awful, carrying it like a loaf of bread, just doing the Lamar Jackson stuff. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Again,
he's only had bad and ugly, though. There's not much good right now. That's the problem. He's not doing it with his legs and all that stuff.
It is our man, Abe Gordon, filling in for Carl today, talking NFL guys, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Some of the other storylines from the weekend. The Thursday night game, you and I weren't working, but the Lions finally got looked like a little swagger back. We talked about Buffalo earlier in the show. Man, that Bills deep. Talk about not passing the eye test. I know that it's Joe Burrow and the Bengals, but you needed every single ounce of everything Josh Allen could give you, both throwing and running for a bunch of scores in one of the more entertaining games, 39-34.
Does it
in the snow?
We just talked about the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Bengals and some of the other teams that are not going to be in this discussion. The Colts obviously lose Daniel Jones. They're probably out of the discussion now as well. I mean, is it Texans, Broncos, or Bills? Is that what we're left with in the AFC? Because the Texans and the Broncos are doing it one way, defense first, and the Bills are trying to combat that from the other side. And I really don't know who's going to stand out in the playoffs.
And everyone kind of figures Bo Nix, because Peyton has talked about they're throwing some scenarios at him, you know, trying to experiment a little bit. They keep finding ways to win, but that offense just doesn't look like Super Bowl caliber. The Raiders, if you didn't see this, the Raiders are down, 10. They kick a field goal with like next to no time on the clock last night or yesterday afternoon in Vegas to cover the spread, and everybody's losing their minds over this one because they did cover the spread.
I mean, I don't know. What are they supposed to, I guess, go for it the 40 or the 30? Like, I don't know.
The logic, you're going to get the 2-point conversion, make the onside kick with 2 seconds left.
There was I don't think there was any time on the clock.
Everybody was talking about
it. It was the final play of the game. I guess they can go for it.
Packers beat the Bears 28-21. Good day for Jordan Love. Good day for Watson. If you watched, and for fantasy ramifications, I had a couple of guys in that game, and Christian Watson with the big play, 2 touchdowns, and the long one was 41 yards. It was pretty nice. We were just talking before the show. Day-Day mentioned the Shedeur Sanders soap opera. Day-Day, why do they pull him for the 2-point conversion?
Stefanski, if I remember it correctly, he just said it was just a decision. He tried
Run Wildcat on their 2-point conversions. I don't know.
He's not as mobile. He is the pocket passer. He's not the most mobile guy. That was one of the misnomers pre-draft. He's better. He's elusive, but he's not necessarily that guy. But still, that was strange.
But I mean, he was kind of – Shedeur was in his bag yesterday. Threw for over 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. Why not keep the kid out there?
Yeah, and I had the Browns. Who knew the Titans were going to grow some nuggets? And I was -4. Outright loss. Titans.
Now,
freaking Titans.
I did like that line.
Worst team in the league.
Now, Shedeur had taken a 2-point conversion snap earlier in the game and dropped the snap. And so maybe that went into the discussion.
All right. Tonight, by the way, Omarion Hampton coming back for the Chargers. The Eagles. What Eagles are we going to get? I mean, the soap opera with Jalen Hurts. Everyone in Philly is saying this offense is just a hot mess. We'll come back, guys. Falcons, more of your phone calls at 404-726-0929. Reaction Monday. It's an L. Are we going too far by saying it looks like the Falcon players quit? Get your take.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Man, it's hard. As my late great friend Dusty Rhodes said, we talked about this on Thursday. Dusty would do those great stand-ups with Tony Schiavone. These are hard times. Hard times for Falcon fans. Hard times. Just, you think, you're in a game. You're buoyed by, you're in it, Abe. You're hanging with Seattle. You know, that's a playoff team in the NFC. Back in August, we thought this could be a game that had wild card ramifications, and it should have. But you're in it. And then you get the block field. And so Abe talked about it as far as like the body language, what you saw with the team. If I read this correctly, it's one of the worst defeats at home for the Falcons, a 28-point beatdown. You get the block field goal, and you're like, here we go again. And these guys are professionals, we said, Abe, but there is, as we said, human nature. There's guys that are like busting their butts, and you're like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Because maybe at that point, we thought maybe a field goal would decide it. Needless to say, that wasn't the case because you give up the 100-yarder.
No, and then, it wasn't.
Look, as we said, when it rains, it frigging pours, and then Bijan coughs it up, and Bijan doesn't do that. A.J. Terrell gives up a touchdown, to Jackson Smith and Jigba, which he doesn't do. It was 604 snaps. Oren looked it up, the numbers, And then as a fan, I said this last week, Bo Morgan, where do you fall on this? Maybe you agree with Bo. I said, I'd love to hear from Arthur. And Scrip is like, what's Arthur going to say?
Yeah, I don't fall where you fall on that, only because if you're not going to announce, if you're coming out to make a statement, in my opinion, Mike, it's either to announce a change or to announce a lack of change. I just don't know what he's supposed to say outside of that. Because if he comes out and says, look, this season has not been good enough, we understand that, and we're going to work towards making sure it doesn't happen again, which a lot of those are the words he used, by the way, a couple of weeks ago when they made a change with Atlanta United. But right. If he's not in season, if you're not going to make the change and not ready to announce either that you're keeping or changing, I just don't need to hear from him right now. But when the season's over, as he normally does, I'm sure there will be time for it. And at that point, and this goes back to energy and excitement for next year, I just don't know how you announce that there's not going to be a change. And we talked about it a little bit last segment. I wanted to ask you one question. Because I don't see where people are going to get excited if Raheem is back. Does the announcement of a new special teams coordinator or a new offensive and a new offensive coordinator, does that give you enough juice with Raheem returning, or is it still not there?
I mean, we've seen things change. In the old days, you know, in the old when I say old days, like 10, 15 years ago, college coaches would get an entire recruiting, you know, sequence. You get 4 years. Right. That's all changed. Right. In the pros, we've seen – now, again, I don't know what the Gerard Mayo contract was. That was a strange fit. He was gone after a year, but it was in the contract as the heir apparent to Belichick. But we've seen guys fired after 2 years, after 3 years. I just think when you've – all the things that Falcon fans have seen – and like I said this, I talked about it with Raheem last week. We'll be out there tomorrow. Mike Johnson in for Carl this week on Dukes and Bell for a couple days. But we'll ask Coach. I mean, he said there's – and he just told the media today we'll get our answer from him. No changes are forthcoming. It is a defective piece of equipment that you can't fix. You know, you can't fix this thing. And they don't know how. He basically told you they don't know how. I mean, let me – sure, I don't want to be inaccurate here. Let me get this right. Because the direct quote – Dave, what's the direct quote? Because my phone is asking for my password.
The
now.
Irrelevant?
Yeah. No, I mean about changes with the special teams.
It's irrelevant.
And by the way, don't you hate when your phone locks up and you're trying to do something on the fly?
I just don't understand why sometimes it uses the Face ID and other times it won't recognize right. It. Then I have to do the code.
Like Mr. Potato Head. I have the glasses on. It doesn't recognize me. All right. Hear me mangle it. You can hear it from the coach. Oren's going to find it on the computer in just a second because it has been the constant. It hurt you in the Berlin game. It's hurt. Guys, I can think of half a dozen times the big return, flipping the field. You know, putting pressure on your defense. You know, we had a game last week against the Jets where you actually had more plays than your defense. Yeah, I mean, that was good. You know, we talked about, you know, Carl was making the argument that Ulbrich's not all that bad. I don't think there's anybody on that staff who gets a pass. You know, let's be honest. It was even – actually, we had four more plays in Seattle. It was 62-58. That was Carl's argument that the defense was wearing down.
They had whole possession taken away by a kickoff return. So.
Correct. I mean, we know you're not helping – but when the defense gets an opportunity, just like great that Myles Garrett got his 20th sack, you know, you couldn't stop the Titans. Sacks, it's the old Mike Smith adage, sacks are overrated. Sometimes they can be in the context of what you're doing defensively.
For all the credit we've given the defense, and look, you gave the defense credit, I think, yesterday in the first half, but and not so much yesterday, it fell apart for other reasons. There have been plenty of times, Mike, where one more stop gets you a win. And so it's been tough to – and I get it. They're tired. They've been on the field a long time, all that stuff. You got to get that one more, and they've come up short.
Here's Raheem Morris asked about changes with the special teams coaching staff.
You know, staff changes right now is irrelevant. You know, you always want to go across, and you're always going to have to evaluate everything at the end of the season. You know, like
– it drives me crazy when everybody knows something's wrong. And I don't know, maybe in your – I said this a few times last couple of weeks – in your work environment, whether you're in sales or you're a blue-collar guy, you know, there's a piece of equipment, all that you know, whatever it is, that backhoe ain't working. I'm not using that for this job because there's always something that maybe isn't right. And everyone kind of has, well, go along with it. There's a sales guy you know is a complete idiot, but yet they send him out there and he screws up the Penske account or whatever it is. You know who the malfunctioning piece of equipment is or what it is. But with this team, it never gets addressed. If I'm Arthur Blank, these are the questions I'm asking. You fired, I've been yelled at about Ike Hilliard. I don't understand what happened, and you don't know what happened. You don't know the facts about Ike Hilliard, okay? Well, Ike Hilliard, he got scapegoated, it sure as hell looked like, for a bad receiver performance. We got beat badly by Carolina, and they fired him. And then the coach, you know, said it was performance-based. So what is this? How does everybody keep their job in special teams if it's not performance-based? All you can go by is what you've seen in the past, right? That's what else am I supposed to use as a touchstone to how bad your team is? Other guys get fired. Why hasn't Marquise Williams gotten fired?
The time to address it has come and gone. And I think that's what Coach means when he says that it's irrelevant. And again, maybe this is just how I'm reading it, but playoffs are off the table. They are now gone. You are not firing a coach anymore to save the season. That time has passed. And so when I hear him say it's now irrelevant to make a change there, it's because no amount of wins is going to save this season. And I can kind of grasp what he's trying to say. But I'm with you on this one, Mike. How many times do we need to see mistakes of a severe variety impact your ability to win a game in a unit that should have as small an impact as possible? And to not make the change previously, and I personally have been calling it for weeks. I'm sure some people got on the board a little after me. Some poor people were probably on board before me. But when the season wasn't irrelevant, when the playoffs weren't off the table, and Mike, I've heard, I don't want to put words in your mouth, I don't know if it was you, going all the way back to the offseason and the training camp and the kicker issue, and that all comes back
right
to your special teams coach, your special teams coordinator. Well, that's it started there.
That even transcends the coaching staff itself to the front office.
Right.
Because the front office had another. And again, Younghoe Koo becomes that malfunctioning piece of equipment, so much so that we had to bring in a guy that had no range, and we lost the Commanders game when we still had a slim chance of still squeezing into the playoffs. So then we start the season. You never addressed it. Lenny Krieg is a nice guy and a hell of a PR story, but it's just that. He's public relations. He's a guy from Germany. If he was any good, they would have given him a shot.
Yeah,
They never addressed the kicker, and right, it cost us overtime in week one. And then it continued to cause us issues, and then Koo keep missing kicks, and then we go get the other guy. I forgot. It's been so long. Is it Parker Romo?
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Pull. Very good. Nice job.
And then Romo makes five kicks in Minnesota because our offense is so dysfunctional.
Give him a game ball.
Also, we think he's the guy. And then all of a sudden, then he can't do his job again. Cost us a game. And, it's one thing after another. You never got kicker right.
No, it started there.
But that's on the personnel department. That's on Fontenot and company.
But here's what's frustrating. Now it looks like maybe with Zane Gonzalez they did, but the rest of the unit's letting you down. And I don't know who to blame for the missed kick. Man, Wamori came around the end. No one touched him. He lays out and gets a block. I don't know if that's on the kicker. We've seen other issues, but the punt return, the lack of punt return from your team, fielding punts inside the 10, inside the 5, kicking the ball out of bounds after giving up the kickoff return, it's a mess. That whole unit is an absolute mess, and they never addressed it. And now they're telling us, and again, the way I'm reading at least, that it's too late to address it this season. And my only hope, and again, I don't know if Raheem's coming back or not. I'm with you. If it were my team, there would be changes made, if not now. Certainly at the end of the year. There's just no way you can keep these guys.
Well, I mean, we've said this before. I'll say it again. Arthur Blank, I get it. You made the argument Bo did the other day about what's he going to say. You know, maybe you just release a statement. You don't actually go in front of him. You just release a statement. Obviously, we're monitoring the progress or the lack of progress of this team, and it will be addressed in the – I mean, I get it. That opens up a can of worms. Either way, at some point when the season's over, Arthur's going to face more heat than he's ever faced as owner of the Falcons for this season and where this thing is going. When you don't make the playoffs for 8 years, I said it to start the show, now you've crept into the Smith family territory, which is the definition of ineptitude as an owner. I mean, and you hired – Raheem Morris was an uncompelling hire. He then hired two guys that had never done the job, that were in over their head. I don't know if Zach would have been better if Kirk had stayed the course and didn't get hurt, but he's not the offensive coordinator to develop a young talent in Panics. That speaks for itself. The results speak for itself.
Yeah, and you
say the third down completion ratio, our third down performance speaks for itself.
Yeah, and you say that Arthur Blank's going to face more heat than ever before. I only feel that way if the changes are not made. I think people would support the changes.
Hey, man, we got to catch a break. A reminder, guys, Allie Mack, she is hitting the road on a weekend once again. Join Allie Mack at Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta. Getting you ready for Sunday's big game. One lucky fan will say hi to Allie, hello, and win the ultimate tailgate kit. 50-inch 4K smart TV with a rolling stand. Perker, take it out to your tailgate and other prizes. Another winner is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday. Go see Allie, noon to 2, Ed Boyle's Kia in Marietta with 92.9 The Game. Day-Day, he's hot today. Just hot because he's yelling at me. He's a stern taskmaster. We got some Day-Days. Yeah, man, no man. Coming up next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Too much. Coming up in about an hour from now in Guy Talk. Put on a display. Thanks again to Mike Conti, Dave Ashburn, our sales manager, for allowing me to be in the suite. I gave the tickets away to some dudes that really enjoyed it. Hi to John Gillespie, son Brooks, great kid. We talked about it to start the show. Probably should have told me that his son was scared of heights to be sitting front row in the 300 level, but I think he enjoyed himself.
I now can't wait for your story, because when you use the term put on a display, because I'm a guy when it comes to eating, yeah. I have at times, quote, put on a display. I now really need to hear this story. So stick around.
Because I joke around, like, you know me, Day Day and Carl always kicks around, like, man of the people. Mike's a man of the people. So it's very unnatural for me to be in a suite. It's not my normal environment. I'm in the stands. That's my thing. But we will talk about that, because there were some cool things. And I ran into Chris Draft yesterday, former Falcon linebacker, one of the smartest guys we know. We always joked around whenever Chris came on the show, being a Stanford grad, the collective IQ of the show would go up. But he was in the suite next to us with Georgia Lottery. Hey, man, Day-Day's ready to rock and roll. What you got? Yeah, man, no man.
All right, well, you know what it is. We're going to unfortunately get into these picks. But before we do.
I went 2-1, Joe.
Yeah, you did your thing. Yay! Carl did his thing. Me and O, on the other hand, we'll wait just a second on that.
We just participation.
Oh. All right, first off,
Just doing cardio.
Exactly. Shouts out to the Creekside football team. Was at their semifinals matchup over the weekend. They beat Kel. Shout out to the Westminster wrestling team. Got a chance to stop by their duels that they hosted. And then the Blessed Trinity girls basketball team stopped by. Emory's men's basketball team got to do PA for them. And then finally, my 10U basketball team that I coach. Guys, we took a tough one yesterday.
What happened?
First of all, these dudes, it was a high-scoring game for 10-year-old, 10 and under-year-old. It was 34-31, your final.
Wow.
We lost. The other team hit a three-pointer at the buzzer.
Are you keeping your big guy in load management like they are with the Hawks are with Porzingis?
No, well, they have an automatic, you know, they got a rule management, thing. Everyone's got to have equal time. But you know what I told them afterwards? I said, guys,
down. We got to get off the grass.
Get back to work.
You know, again, I think if nothing else, Raheem Morris can put some of these slogans on T-shirts and start.
You get off the grass there, you get off some more chances.
Right on.
There it
Making
is.
Some loot. We're going to look at the tape.
Yeah, there it is.
Look at the tape.
We got to see what
hey,
we get
Hey, by
wrong.
The way, real quick, you said you are the
correct the correctables.
Day-Day. You hear him on Wednesday. And again, big high school football aficionado.
Yes, sir.
What was your take on Langston Hughes Gainesville?
I mean, I think was it in our chat or if it was just me and Old Sullivan, but I said Gainesville, first of all, they had no choice but to show up, right, as far as, like, go out there and put their best foot forward after everything that went down. But it wasn't surprising that they won. I mean, they are arguably one of the best teams in the country, if not in the Southeast. So not surprised that they won. Again, it was just the fact that, look, I knew they needed to get out there and put their, like I said, put their best foot forward.
But I thought Langston Hughes was going to be the favorite, though, right? Extra week that they use it to their advantage, games. So once they got past the soap opera,
I mean, it's possible.
They were the home team. They were the home team.
Right. So yeah. So I mean, it could have been the case, but you got to remember, you got to look at everybody's regions. Like, so that's why, and that's one of the reasons why Georgia, because this is a matchup technically that probably should have been a semifinal matchup, right?
Right.
That's why GHSA is moving to the point system next year, so that maybe you don't get these type of matchups so early on in the playoffs. Even though it's not quarterfinals, in my opinion, isn't that early, but. You know.
Does Gainesville now, do they get all of those suspended players back?
Yeah, everybody played.
Okay.
They all played in that game.
I thought only four of them.
So what happened was, so here's what happened if you guys didn't see what happened. What happened was after Gainesville got that injunction granted and GHSA decided to appeal and put the postponement in, what ended up happening was the following week, GHSA rescinded because there was another incident back in August where sidelines cleared and only seven players total were suspended.
Bad precedent was set.
Exactly.
I see.
And so that was there, and that was Dr. Tim Scott's exact words. Due to inconsistencies with our rules, we're not going to proceed with our appeal. So that's how all the players ended up playing.
Okay.
So, all right. I guess I've stalled long enough. Here we are. This was the results from the weekend. I went over. 0-for-3, man.
Man, but, you are so hot.
I know.
Now
bro,
you're leaking.
Like, I am bad.
And
too,
the good news,
man.
I mean, Carl, now look, and by the way, full disclosure, you know, Carl's a very prideful man. And we talked earlier this week about, you know, the morning show's doing better. They're doing better with the picks.
They are.
I don't know what Andy Randy's numbers are, but I mean, Carl gets so defensive about it. I'm like, look, man, just they're doing better.
You can ask Andy Randy's producer
How's Andy Randy's show? You are the producer.
Randy's doing great. Andy, not as much.
Do you know off the top of your head? Like over 500?
Randy's like 12 games over 500.
Okay, that's tremendous.
Yeah. Andy's below 500.
Any time for guys who don't know gambling, if you're anywhere 54% and over is magic.
Yeah.
And if he's 12 games over 500, that's gold.
Randy had like a 24-1 run. Like he was 4-0 for like three straight weeks.
Man, that's when you go get an 800 number, man.
Yeah, he was hot. He was hot.
Yeah. I don't mean, you mean Randy, guess what? This is Randy Mack. I never lose. 1-800-RANDY-MACK. Hashtag. Because you know, that's the bit. You know, because I was ice cold. I got hot. I'm like just middling right now.
Yeah.
But Carl, he goes 2-1. He is one game over 500.
Yep.
But we've got to get everybody up over 500. Otherwise, you know, what's the point? Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah,
so what happened to you, man? You were so good.
Well, the Bucks, I don't know what happened with them, but they decided they wanted the Saints to get a dub. So I took an L there. The Ohio State game, which I wasn't surprised Indiana won by any means, but I did think Ohio State was a better team and would be able to cover that four. But that Indiana defense, man, I'll tell you what, they really look good. And then the Bears-Packers, man, ended up turning out to be a pretty high-scoring affair. I took the under on that 44.5. So.
Nice. Yeah, man, I know that I liked I like Kennesaw State. And it's funny because the last time I tried to put them into a parlay, my guy wouldn't let me do it. I had to go to another guy. I had to work with Sarge on the south side. I'm not put his business out on the street, but it's a very analog way of doing your betting. But anyway, I had Kennesaw, and I bet these parlays. So the Browns screwed me, man.
Yeah.
Browns -4. I know, what are you betting the Browns? Well, the Titans are pretty horrible. It's in Cleveland. How do you screw that up? They did.
Right.
Couldn't get a stop, but that was a buzzkill. And then the one thing I was most confident in was the over-under in Kansas City and the Titans. And it was like 41.5 or 42, and it wound up just being, what, 30 points. So he didn't sweat that for a minute.
And that one hurt me for fantasy football purposes because in the league where I'm right now slotted as the fourth seed, I'm going to probably lose this week because Patrick Mahomes.
And we said, by the way, we said it earlier for guys who missed it because Kennesaw State, I put my money where my mouth is. I bet these guys twice. I'm 2-0, man, winning some loot with these guys. Great win. They get up to a lead on Jacksonville State. Jacksonville State comes back, and then Kennesaw State finishes. It was on CBS SN, and so not the most prestigious venue for the Conference USA Championship. But are we hearing the coach Max going to get himself a new deal?
Yeah, so it was reported this morning that there was some talks about him possibly being in contract negotiations for an extension. You know, apparently his name came up for a couple of these – other jobs like USF and whatnot, but I think he removed his name from some of these other jobs, and yeah, it sounds like he's in talks, and we're actually reaching out to see if we can possibly get him on tomorrow. So
I'm actually surprised Tulane announced their future head coach,
the OC,
Summerall's going to coach in the playoffs, but this guy's going to move. I actually thought Tulane might be taking a serious look at Coach Mack, but
right,
he seems safe from that.
I was worried about USF and Coach Mack, but that position was filled. So, yeah, I mean, look, the hardest part when you're in these other smaller conferences is to maintain that momentum. So that's great news. We really enjoyed our conference. We'll get Coach Mack on in the next couple of weeks to talk. I guess the Care Bowl in Orlando, I think, is where they slate.
Yeah,
I believe.
And Tulane was one of the positions or jobs that, he had emerged as a candidate.
They came open so late in the cycle, and a couple of those other smaller jobs like USF and some of the other ones got filled. I was wondering.
Carl is 23-22.
Yeah.
Day-Day, 21-24. Me, 20-25. The big O. What's going on with the big fella?
Yeah, he's at 18-27. He went 0-3 along with...
Check out the guy with the sombrero.
Yeah, that North Texas Tulane game really bit him. I don't know, made him lean towards North Texas. I think he was trying to take a bite out of your apple because you were on North Texas a lot earlier on in the season.
You took the Buckeyes.
Yeah, he took the Buckeyes, and that Seahawks Falcons. That hurt him.
Seahawks only got the whole thing by themselves.
That hurt him bad.
Sorry, Big O. Hang in there, buddy. Buck up.
So that's where we're at, man. What are our standings?
So Day-Day and Orin are combined 0-6 if you're looking for a trend. And again, Carl now leading by one game over. Hopefully we'll do better next week. But right now, you got to tip our cap if the morning show is doing that better or if Randy's having that kind of run. Sometimes it's your year. As they say in the Big Lebowski, sometimes you eat the bar, sometimes the bar eats you.
Yeah, and real quick, shout out to Wes Durham. He just hit
me up. Wes Drewham!
He just hit me up and said that Kennesaw State is headed to the Myrtle Beach Bowl. They'll play Western Michigan.
All right. I mean,
conference champ versus conference champ action.
Well, Wes would know. Him and Tony Barnhart, famous for doing some shagging down there at Myrtle Beach.
Oh, you know what?
Go down to the Spanish Galleon.
Yeah, we didn't show love to Georgia Tech because they announced they're headed to the Pop Tart Bowl.
Right, with the greatest victory ceremony of all time.
they'll take on BYU in that one. Okay. New Year's, I think that was Christmas Eve.
Hey, because you and I haven't worked together in a while, what was your reaction to Buster Faulkner taking the Florida OC job?
Very excited by it. We're going to be honest. The downfall of Billy Napier, the biggest downfall was that he continued to call his own plays and it just wasn't working. They didn't do enough development of DJ Lagway, and hopefully they can keep DJ Lagway. I still think that kid's very talented, but smart from Summerall to answer one of the questions Billy Napier in four years, whatever it was, failed to answer, and that is offensive play calling. So I'm very excited. I think Florida's very lucky to have gotten him from Tech. That's a guy that has a huge future.
All right, what else you got, brother?
Man, that's it, man. That's what's on my mind for a Monday. Well, listen, we can get back to Falcons because obviously, all jokes aside.
We don't have anything else, you sure?
Positive.
We have to talk more Falcons?
We were just talking about Drake London because we didn't get a chance to really talk about this. At this point, he's considered day-to-day again. Is it even worth, and I know we were talking about, if there's some incentives that he needs to try to hit before, but does it even make sense? If he does not play this week,
right.
Does it even make sense for him to play this season?
Yes. I'll tell you.
If there's no incentives that he can actually
achieve. Okay, so let me caveat that because he has 810 receiving yards. 1,000 is in reach.
Okay.
So that's its own little caveat. You don't have your own first-round pick.
No, it's a contract year for Drake. I thought the Falcons, if this was Dimitroff, different way of doing things, but Dimitroff would have probably offered him an extension at camp for this year.
Right.
The way that the Jets did with Garrett Wilson, right, if memory serves. And I would imagine Garrett Wilson's contract will be kind of a template plus 5% or more.
Right.
His agent probably says more than that, Abe. But Drake is the heart and soul guy. He's the only receiver worth a damn. Mooney makes an amazing play, but he ran out of freaking bounds. Pitts continues to drive me crazy. Two good weeks by Pitts because one thing about Cousins gets Pitts involved, but then Pitts can't make a 2 weeks in a row, he can't make a contested catch.
Right.
An NFL catch.
This one this week was
a little behind.
Yeah, I don't know if this one was on him as much.
Well, you know what? It's his hands. It's on him.
Fair. Well, it kind of hit his upper forearm, I think.
Hey, I tell you what. I said 2 weeks ago, AVP Pro Beach Volleyball. Pitts could be a rock star in that.
Chase Budinger was a former college basketball player at Arizona. Played with the Lakers, I want to say, a year or two, and then he made the transition into pro volleyball. Had a very successful career, and I think he represented the U.S. at the last Olympics.
Nice. Well, you
that
know.
Is, that is Abe. I was about to say, that is classic Abe.
If it's your, ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Been your volleyball moment for the
Abe,
day.
You know, remember the movie Dodgeball with Stephen Root? I follow alternativesports.com.
Sure do.
I mean, that's Abe. Abe sure knows do. All this stuff. Years ago, I think we had St. John Smythe?
St. John Smith, yeah.
Yeah, we had him on, Randy Stoklos. This is old days. We're talking 20-some-odd years ago.
Yeah.
When the beach volleyball came to
this
Atlanta
is the
Station.
Old Karch Corrali era.
Right, man. I like the ladies when it comes to beach volleyball. Yes. Cool. Hey, man, we got some shenanigans coming up this week. It's a short show, but boy, it's going to be packed with entertainment. And I'll be screaming on the radio because we're getting ready for the Falcons and the Bucks. Thursday, guys, Gustin's in Ackworth. That's Gustin's other location, right? That's the other one. We're going to be up there, guys. It is you and me, Abe.
I'll be there.
Come see Abe. Punch Abe in the stomach. Drink
hey,
Miller Lite.
Whoa, what? Whoa, easy.
Win prizes. They're going to have tons of swag with Miller Lite, along with pregame discussion and analysis. Gustin's in Ackworth, Dukes and Bell, 2-4. It's going to be the most exciting, like Steak always says, the most exciting 2 hours of radio, cha-cha. I get to steal money Thursday and work 2 hours at Gustin's in Ackworth. So Ackworthians, come see us. All right, man, we'll rehash the Falcon conversation. We'll get your takes coming up next. The Dogs, what a glorious victory for Kirby. More audio from Kirby. He put his, put your hands up. Who's beating Alabama? Nobody. We're going to change that. You know why? Because we're elite. Now the question is, with this bracket, how far can the Dogs go? We'll talk about it next. Dukes and Bell on a Falcon Monday.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.